Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues. That's the name of this program. We'll be here for another 25 minutes on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and Walker Wildman. Walker is he's our Facebook guru, so we got our Facebook page going, Walker.
Well, our Today's Issues Facebook page is there, but our live streaming has been down the last 30 minutes. We've been having technical difficulties.
Are they beyond these technical difficulties? Are they beyond your control?
They are beyond my control. I did not go to school for computer science.
Ed, are they beyond your control, these technical difficulties?
If they're beyond Walker's control,
they're beyond your control?
Beyond my control when it comes to social media.
Well, you know, as the leader here, disappoints me that my lieutenants don't know what's going on and it's beyond their control, because if it's beyond your control, it's beyond my control.
Well, yeah. But we called people it's not beyond.
Yeah.
Which is our IT guys.
Yeah.
It's not good, beyond them.
The good old IT guys. They're working on it,
they
right?
They are.
So I know there are people frustrated who can't watch the show, and that's, we're working on that. You're listening to Today's Issues. Steve Jordahl's with us for this next 25 minutes or so. We discussed last hour, of course, what everybody's talking about. That is what happened in Las Vegas last night. About 10 or 11 o'clock?
10 o'clock their time, which would have been, you can do the math, 10 right. o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock in the mountain time zones. So it would have been midnight here in Tupelo,
Central.
Mississippi, and then it would have been 1 o'clock in the mornings on the East Coast.
Well, Steve, bring us up to speed.
Well, the sheriff there had a news conference while you guys were in your first hour here about a half an hour ago, and they have an updated casualty figure. The sheriff's department there is using the number of 58 people dead, perhaps 59. He said there was one person that he had heard had expired at the hospital, but wasn't sure if that was included in the 58. 515 people injured. And as you guys made clear, it's not all gunshot wounds. Some of them were people fleeing and spraining ankles and getting trampled over and such, as is likely to happen. The FBI came to the podium and said that as far as the ISIS claim is concerned, the FBI so far has no connection between this gunman and international terror group as of this point. But, of course, they said they're going to continue to investigate the claim.
You know, I'm looking on Drudge Report, and this is so heartbreaking. And they have a photo there, and it just looks like a couple of kids. Look like, yeah. You know, I can't tell. They don't show their faces. There's just a kid and a girl.
Looks like three girls.
In cutoffs with sneakers. Mm-hmm. I mean, these could be anybody's daughters.
Yeah.
Just at a concert, and this man is... President Trump pointed out this is just an act of pure evil.
It is.
So
it is, and the picture is graphic for those that have kids that might want to go look it up, but it's three young ladies that are lying in the ground. One of them has blood streaming down her leg, and the other two are kind of obscured, but you can tell that they fell, and that's where they were.
Snuffed out.
Yeah, and of course you've heard all the different testimonies or the different eyewitness accounts and everything. A really tragic day, and we're going to be delving into this over the next months to try to figure out A, motive, B, could something have been done to prevent it, and then of course it's inevitable that we're going to be bringing politics into this and calls for either gun control or calls for more security around places.
Gun control suggests the whole idea of gun control, and I'm not opposed to all gun control laws. Mm-hmm. We do have gun control laws. But the idea, what the political left in this country all want to, they always want to, either they say or they suggest that somehow, and this is what Hillary Clinton's sort of done this morning already with her tweet saying that there had been a silencer on these rifles, many more would have died, and the NRA wants are for silencers. So you see already that the left is jumping on this and claiming gun control. But here's the idea. Their idea, if you follow it to its logical conclusion, if there were stricter gun control laws, this wouldn't have happened. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, right.
That's what they're saying. This is the fault of the NRA and the Republican Party because we don't have stricter gun control laws or outlaw guns altogether, which a lot of the Democrats would love to do. Mm-hmm. And therefore, this man would not have been able to get access to the weapons to be able to do this mass murder. Thus, it's the Republicans and the NRA's fault. That's what she's saying with things like this. Uh-huh.
The hole in that argument is, though, that he had an illegal gun.
Right.
So it was. There's already gun control measures in that were supposed to have prevented this, and they didn't. I don't want to throw every Democrat or every person that says we need to talk about gun control under the bus on this, because I think there's some that honestly feel that the way to stop shootings, whether it be a mass shooting like this or just the day-to-day carnage in Chicago and other places, is to restrict guns. But what we see over and over and over again is the people that are committing these crimes generally get these guns illegally.
Yeah.
And they're there. They're out there. So putting further restrictions on it probably is not going to make a big difference. But I think many, I don't know about Hillary, but many are sincere in their desire to see an end to this, and they think that that's the way to do it.
Well, the people, think about it. The people who are going to commit crimes like the one that took place last night in Las Vegas or in Chicago, for example, with the gang crimes, that are just the we read about murders in Chicago every day. Mm-hmm. It's the murder capital of the country. Is that the idea that if you have gun laws, strict gun laws, that the bad people are not going to be able to get guns? Who thinks that's true?
I don't know. Bad people are the only ones that are going to have guns.
Well, here's the way the argument goes. The argument will go, yes, they have guns illegally in Chicago, but they are going to places where they can buy it legally and get it. So they'll go to a gun show, or they'll go to some county where there aren't strict, or they'll go across the, you know, a state line somewhere where the... And so this, to me, is the scary thing about what they're really after, because the only real solution to that is getting rid of all guns.
Yes.
That's the only way that argument makes sense. If you're going to say, yeah, in Illinois we have, or in Chicago we have very tough laws, but they can go somewhere else in Illinois, they can go to Utah and so get guns legally, the only way you can stop that from happening is banning all guns.
So the gangs, and excuse me for my facetiousness here, so the gangs in Chicago, the streets in Chicago, are going to have a meeting amongst themselves, and you know what, guys? They've just outlawed all guns. So we're going to have to turn ours in, and I don't know really what we're going to fight with now. Maybe knives.
Yeah, you're
you,
making...
You see what I'm saying here? This is a... That's a ridiculous...
You're making another law for people who don't obey the law, is what you're getting at.
Right,
assuming that they will all of a sudden start obeying
this
the law.
This is what the left's going to call for with this... It's going to be interesting to see how they handle this, the media, liberal media. Well, we all need to know how Hillary Clinton's... you said she tweeted what already this morning?
Well, I don't have it pulled up right now, but she said that there were people were killed.
Imagine
but they started
if he had
to,
a silencer.
They said they started to run when they heard the gunshots, but imagine if he had a silencer, how many would have died? It's time for us to set aside politics and come together and oppose the NRA, and which of course is a political statement.
You want a country in anarchy where thugs and criminals run the country? You ban legal citizens from carrying weapons and allow the drug cartels from Mexico to smuggle illegal weapons up our border like they do right now, and all the gangs, and this guy, he'll find a gun from a gang and he'll buy it from them, and we'll all get mowed down with no weapons.
Right.
It's maybe a little cynical, but if you think about it, some of the guns that the criminals have, they got from the federal government when they were doing the Fast and Furious type thing. So
yeah, it was under President it's you know what? It's almost. I know the Hillary Clinton. She's playing to her crowd with this blame the NRA type of thing, as President Obama did. He wanted to blame the NRA and people who were for the Second Amendment. But the gun control argument, as they say, that ship's really already sailed a long time ago. Even if you were for gun control tomorrow and you passed a law by the Congress to outlaw guns in America, you're still going to lose because people are not going to give up their guns. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
American citizens know exactly what Walker's talking about. So it's almost a moot point. It's political fodder. But well, for all practical purposes, you're not going to get millions of guns turned into the government because they passed some kind of law.
Well, they in some states they wouldn't turn them in. But I remember a few years ago under the Obama administration, it wasn't connected to the federal government. Remember, Connecticut passed a very stringent law. I think you're allowed to...
After Sandy Hook or something?
Yeah, I think it was. And there was long lines of people turning in their semi-automatic rifles.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the other states, people in Texas and other places were saying, well, so that's how you lose your freedoms in Connecticut. You just say, okay, the government said we had to turn them in, so we're turning them in. Hmm. Some states probably would turn them in.
You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Steve, what's next?
I've got three stories related to the Russian investigation and all that's going on there. Number one, this deal that the Obama administration made with Iran about their nuclear ambitions that was supposed to hold them off for 10 years before they could start working on a nuclear weapon, if then. But... according to Nikki Haley at the UN, Russia is shielding Iran by blocking the International Atomic Energy Agency from going to Iran to verify whether or not they're working on a nuclear weapon. So Russia being there, I don't know, it's odd to me, maybe not, it's maybe a spiritual answer here, but why countries like Iran... You can just down the line, they will line up with the wrong people. They're protecting people who want to give North
Who's
Korea
that?
And Iran, Russia. Russia is allied with Iran. It's allied with North Korea in their nuclear ambitions. I don't understand why, except that
that's a good question. Why, if that's true, if that report is true,
I believe Nikki,
and Russia is protecting Iran, right? That's what the argument is, right?
It is.
It doesn't make sense to me from a Russian standpoint, because Russia is not Muslim, and they're more than us are in that part of the world, they live in that part of the world. Why would they? They know that a nuclear armed Iran would be a very destabilizing force. In the region and for the world, so why would you be in favor of that?
Well, part of it has to do with the satellite countries that are under control of Russia. I mean, there's nations weaker, smaller, third country, or just nations that are not as big and powerful as the United States that we have diplomatic relationships with. All of Western Europe, for example, would kind of be in our orbit when we decide something. NATO, for example, we ally together. Well, Russia has nations that are in its orbit, and the way they figure it is if Iran has to get permission from them to build a nuclear bomb, if North Korea has to go by them to get a nuclear bomb, that's basically their bombs in those countries. If they wanted to destabilize that region for to throw its opponent, America, for a loop, then they could have kind of a little plausible deniability because, well, it's Iran that.
Well, the idea that the Russians would think that the U.S. is more of a threat to world security than Iran or North Korea is just bizarre to me.
I think the reason is, and this goes all the way back to the Soviet Union, the existence of the Soviet Union, the Middle East, there were always nations that were allied with either side. So Saudi Arabia, for example, has been a friend of the West and a friend of the United States. Iran is Shia, right? Shia and Saudis are
Sunni.
And so Russia allies with countries that don't like the United States, and they're blocked. Yeah. So,
and frankly, you might be asking the wrong question when you say that the goal is world stability. If the goal was stability in the region, then yes, you wouldn't want Iran having nuclear weapons. But I'm not sure that Russia necessarily wants stability in the region.
Well, Russia and Vladimir Putin, they have their own problems with
with
Muslim extremists, as they say.
But you can bet that the missiles aren't going to be flying toward Moscow.
You can bet. How do you know that for sure?
Because it's Russian missiles that are in Iran.
Right.
Well, what if Iran gets mad at Russia and turns the missiles toward?
Well, these are all hypotheticals.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
It's always possible.
What I'm saying is Iran and Russia are not, one's a Christian-based country. I'm using that loosely.
It's Western.
Russia?
Yeah.
At least in the most part of Russia, except for the southern part of Russia, which is a lot of Muslims. Iran is a Muslim, Shia country that hates the West. I'm just saying, I don't see the political advantage.
It's politics by proxy, though. I mean, it was the same way during the Cold War. You had Egypt, which would sometimes ally against the West. So it's all proxies. Israel. We had Israel.
What's the end game?
Well, it's just block my enemy.
Power.
We're the enemy.
Absolutely. Russia. Yeah. Russia. Yeah. Russia is. I mean, I'm not saying it has to be that way, but Russia sees us as an enemy. They see NATO as an enemy. We wanted to put missiles in Poland and all those kind of things. We angered the Russians, and so it's all politics by proxies. Okay, you have Saudi Arabia. We got Iran on our side.
It's a big game of risk.
Join up with the Muslim crazies then.
Well,
that's what they're doing.
You know, I mean, it's
see how that works out for the world.
Well,
I don't think that works out. I understand what you're saying here. I think that if Russia is choosing Iran over the U.S. Just to get back at the U.S. for some competitive reason, historical competitive reason.
Well, it's not for historical competition. It is for current competition. Yeah. So they want people allied with them. They don't want the United States to control all of the Middle East because you got all that oil there and all that. You know, it's very strategic. And
I don't see how not wanting Iran to have a nuclear weapon is meaning we control the Middle East from Russia's point of view.
Well, Iran's main target, their main enemy, and they say this, is the U.S. Iran doesn't put out messages saying we're going to blow up Russia next week. They put out messages saying we're going to blow up the U.S. next week. So Russia arms our enemy, then the U.S. is facing, instead of just facing Iran or just facing North Korea, Iran is facing the entire Europe and Middle East.
Right.
Because you're facing Russia, Iran, North Korea.
Well, it sounds like to me what y'all are saying is, I understand, Russia is choosing evil players in the world over the U.S., just to stick a knife to the U.S.
It's probably a little more complicated than
it
that.
Is.
They have other goals.
Yeah, it's not just spite. I mean, for example, Syria. I mean, Syria. President Obama made it clear he wanted regime change in Syria. And Russia said, no, there's not going to be regime change. And so they got a base. They have a naval base in Syria. So I wouldn't be surprised if they try to cozy up to Iran. They'd say, you know what, how about giving us a base you know, in the Persian Gulf or the Arabian Sea. So it's and that way they project their
base,
naval power.
A base, to what end? A base to do what?
It's all about power, projecting power.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't that spite?
Well, it is, but Ed had a good point regarding oil. If Russia controls the oil that's there, that's hard currency. That's wealth within the nation. That's a better standard of living for their people. You said Russia has history of a Christian background, and it does. And since communism fell, the Russian Orthodox Church has risen again, and there's a lot religious fervor. But I don't know anybody that would put Putin in that camp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, this whole story started because what we're saying, Nikki Haley, the UN ambassador for the U.S., is saying is that Russia is helping to protect Iran.
Yep.
from
allow
them to build their nuclear weapons.
And let me just say, I totally get your point, and you are right. It can get become a very dangerous game. But let's remember World War One. World War One happened because everybody got on different sides,
yeah.
And it was all this counterweight against your counterweight, and then one little assassination. You know, the Archduke of Austria, Ferdinand. One little assassination caused all those competitive counterweights to clash in a world war.
It was kind of cutting the string that held the arrow string back,
yeah.
You know.
So what happens is, you're exactly right. This is a dangerous game that Russia's playing, but we play it too. We play this kind of dangerous game.
I guess the idea that Vladimir Putin and Russia would be good with Iran having nuclear weapons, as if there's some kind of stable government you can trust, and there's no religious alignment here. So I could see Iran building their nuclear weapons, and then they telling Moscow, okay, you mess with us, we'll fire at you. We don't care, because we're advancing our Islamic ideology, and Russia doesn't fit it.
Mm-hmm.
So you see what I'm saying?
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Today's Issues. 2 minutes to go. What do you have there?
Congressman Dana Rohrabacher of California, Republican of California, says he has seen with his own eyes evidence that could disprove the Russia-Trump collusion accusations once and for all, but he's having a hard time getting his message through to the president. He says he was going to continue to try, but he's encountering obstacles which happen to be the president's staff. They say they don't want him to see this. This is Julian Assange of WikiLeaks that has this evidence, and he's willing to trade that evidence for basically the charges against him being dropped. So according to Rohrabacher, who has been – this is PJ Media reporting this, but according to Rohrabacher, who's been a pretty intelligent guy, Trump is innocent, and it can be proven with a couple documents that are ready to come out. Would blow a hole through the whole Russia collusion thing.
President Trump was asked about this last week, just on the fly, walking, I think, from the helicopter Marine One to the Oval Office. And he was like, he basically said, yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't seen that yet. I'm not sure what you're talking about. And what the congresswoman from California is saying is...
Congressman
is saying is that the inner circle there has been tightened so much, a flow of information, that something the president would usually have known traditionally in past months... he doesn't know right now, and his staff may not want him to know, because he would probably be tempted to pardon, or whatever term legal term it would be.
He's wanting a pardon.
Yeah,
Julian Assange wants a pardon.
If there's evidence that debunks this entire case.
I think the staff does not want the president to pardon Julian Assange, because it's quite a precedent,
yeah.
You know, to have someone who has essentially stolen documents and then released them to get a pardon from Trump. But Rohrabacher says he went to London to visit Julian Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy himself. Said he saw the proof, and he said it exists. So.
Wow.
I just know one thing. Julian Assange, he needs to get some sunlight. That brother's been trapped in that Ecuadorian.
He looks
London,
like he's from Transylvania.
Even though the Beatles said that if you can't get a tan from the sun, you get a tan from standing in the English rain. Thank you, John Lennon and the Walrus.
I have no idea what that just meant.
But it sounded poetic. It sounded poetic.
It doesn't sun a lot. It rains a lot in London.
I still don't get it. But that's just me.
We'll talk about
that's
that
just offline.
Well,
yeah,
we can talk about this later. Hey, have a great day, everybody. Keep praying for the victims of the... slaughter in Las Vegas.